The Fairs and Fisheries has granted temporary permission for fishing vessels in South Sulawesi to operate without the vessel monitoring systems until December 2025. This decision follows concrete over the economic impact on 382 vessels unable to operate due to the absence of VMS. The South Sulawesi government plans to allocate funds in the revised 2025 regional budget to subsidize VMS installations for vessels under 30 GT, aiming to support small-scale fishermen and ensure compliance with national regulation. And that was the news. The latest credible and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. Stay informed from a trusted source only at RRI.co.id, your reliable online news portal.
I'm
is a unique anti-tickle fruit from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasumi is generally shaped like a tumpang or cone and is yellowish-white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasumi. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or coat to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is still white. Next, the solid is wrapped in teak or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called kagete. To make kasumi, initially kagete is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This dough is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the kagete, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with kagete flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasumi is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasumis. Kasumi is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasumi is the initial food in Bhutan's traditional events. Interestingly, kasumi is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Bhutan residents. Kasumi can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Well, listener, don't forget to send your critics, suggestions, and also information through our social media, Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter account, and VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok, and VOI double underscore official. We also have our email address, VOI and voyage.id, and WhatsApp number, +62 8212381230.
Thank you. fish, although a capricious actor it does, so that it is not brittle when smoked.
This is smoked differently and uniquely. In general, the fish is smoked horizontally, but ikan asar is placed diagonally on the side of the inverse that can be smoked to make the fish completely dry and fully cooked. The cleaning process is quite simple. After cleaning the entrails, the fish is cured with bamboo and ready to be smoked on the stove. The smoking takes about 4 until 5 hours, and is done in a closed room so that the smoke soaks into the meat until it is completely cooked.
Fish is savory, and the aroma is so appetizing. Ikan asar is very appropriate to be enjoyed with warm rice and sambal choro choro, a typical Maluku sauce made from shallots, chilies, basil, and key lime.
with the Dalek ending to accompany you in today's broadcast.
Bamboo is a plant which is easy to grow and it can be found everywhere in Indonesia. Many Indonesian people use bamboo for their reactivity, beginning for cooking ware, weapon to fighting colonizers, and for traditional instruments. Especially for Indonesian traditional instruments, bamboo can produce different tone according to its shape. West Java is one of regions in Indonesia which has a building bamboo plant. The most popular instrument from bamboo in the world is angklung. There is another unique instrument from West Java which is made from bamboo, namely kerinding. Existing in West Java and used by people since before Christ. The development of Indonesian music industry, which is so fast, makes kerinding instruments just grown. One of West Java's artists is often called Aba Olop to get message from his ancestors to preserve and introduce kerinding. In 2004, Aba developed kerinding, heritage of parents. Aba must preserve it because message from parents in older kerinding arts is not extinct. Aba kept learning to make it, be shared, and be sold. Then the instrument is spread to all regions, especially in West Java.
Dengan triggernya kalat
atas. Kira-kira mulai tahun 2006, 2007 sampai kemarin lah. Jadi mulai lagi menjadi masif di Kota Bandung dan sekitarnya.
Astagfirullah, lomba bayaran. Astagfirullah, lomba nu lagi. Astagfirullah, lomba nu ngantrog. Astagfirullah, ayah kolektor. Astagfirullah, lomba bayaran. Astagfirullah, lomba nu lagi. Astagfirullah, lomba
Santos ke balai arena.
You want to listen to kindly written and has a flow by Stick Fun and sung by Kalina Peck. Kalina is usually picked solo or group, which consists of 2 until 5 players. One of them is arranger of the tune or rhythm. In the past in Chiaobi, Kalina was played together with a kokak, or instrument which looks like leaf. Conventionally, according to Mahalot, there are 4 types of tune in playing Kalina, namely, Tungarap, Komundangan, Kareogan, and Iri Iriman. Kalina can be collaborated with various genres of modern music. It is one of ways that Kalina's fandom artists to preserve traditional music.
Untuk mengiringi musik apapun atau berkolaborasi dengan jenis musik apapun gitu. Asal cun atau nada-nada yang dikompromikan. Jadi saya selama ini saya gak senang kalau ada bilang Karining tidak bernada. Sebenarnya bukan tidak bernada.
We can accompany any kinds of music if the tones are compromised. I'm unhappy if anyone says that Karining does not have tone. Actually, it is not tone. In the past, our ancestors made it individually, and there was no agreement about the sound. So Karining has tone, but the name of the tones is not identified. As identification of the nation, we have to preserve the traditional arts. We have to keep it. So young people must be aware that we are Sundanese who have to preserve our instrument. Ancestors to ward off the past and the past. Because of that, the tones in Karining's instrument are not given in. After a long time, finally Karining is played as instrument to entertain farmers who are waiting their land. Today, Karining begins to be popular in modern music, such as rock, blues, and pop. So listen up, there will be going such a traditional instrument from Western Java called Karining. More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned.